Wednesday morning with the Musers here on the ticket. The Mavericks will open the regular season tonight, 8:30 tip at the American Airlines Center, hosting the San Antonio Spurs. And here to talk about the start of another season with us is the Mavericks general manager who joins us on the ticket hotline. We say good morning to Nico Harrison. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all doing? I'm doing well.
We're doing fine.
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I hate to start here, but it's still the talk of the town, and especially we all watched Luka play last night in a Lakers uniform, and you start a season without him for the first time in a long time. Knowing what you know now, do you have any regrets about the Luka trade?
Well, that's a really good question, and I appreciate you asking it.
Sure.
No, I don't regret the Luka trade. No, I'm not sure if you noticed, but, you know, Luka lost last night.
Yeah.
You know, and we noticed that, and that was the sort of thing that I was able to see well ahead of time and decided that I didn't want that on the team. You know, there were a lot of things that I saw in Luka that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else did you see that you didn't like?
Well, that right there. I mean, that's just a really good question. That's a great question.
Just repeating what you said.
That makes a lot of people happy, that question. But, look, Luka, you know, and Jay Kidd is aligned with me on this. Luka is not serious about basketball, period.
Okay.
I mean, he's too busy being on TV shows. He was on the Hot Ones recently.
Yeah.
Eating wings. You know, he shouldn't be eating wings. He should be playing for the Wings, the Dallas Wings.
I don't know about that.
That friendly helping a basketball insult was brought to you by me, the man who sounds like a combo of Michael Jackson and Joe Lecce. Nico Harrison.
Mavs GM Nico Harrison with us here on the ticket. You know, some people still don't understand how that trade happened.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good question. That question is basically everybody's best friend. You know, it was just a thing where Rob Pelinka and I were having intense conversations, and that turned into a coffee in which he was like, you know, hey, would you ever? And I was like, I don't know, would I? And next thing you know, I traded Luka away, and the world hated me, and I was seeing memes where Rob Pelinka had me bent over a balcony railing as he was doing some railing of his own behind me. And
oh my gosh.
At first, I was like, was there paparazzi around? But then someone told me it was AI, so I was relieved by that.
What?
You know, I mean, look, there are still some people that don't understand that the Luka trade, and I can't really help them. But, you know, I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of things the average fan doesn't understand. Look, I've got upside-down breast implants. Does anyone understand that?
What?
Wait, you have what?
Well, that's a fantastic question right there. and I appreciate you asking.
This is a follow-up.
Well, it was just a weird deal. You know, I was having coffee with Rob Pelinka, and he just started with, hey, would you ever get breast implants? And I was just like, I don't know. I mean, would I? Maybe, you know. And so he was like, well, what if they were upside down and on backwards, maybe had laser-powered emeralds for nipples? And I was like, well, that makes it more likely, but I don't know. And, you know, and before you know it, Rob had convinced me to do it. And now I have to wear a bikini top at the beach. And if I'm laying on my side reading a book, you know, puppies will come up and start trying to nurse off of my low-slung illuminated bejeweled nipples. It's just a weird deal. But
well, Rob can talk you into anything, apparently.
I mean, you know, I mean, obviously, I don't like to talk about this stuff. I try to keep a low profile and try to stay in the background, you know, because it's not only my personality, but now that I'm also wanted by authorities, I just kind of like to stay low.
Well, okay, why are you wanted by authorities?
Once again, great question. That is a great question. You know, that started as a meeting with Rob Pelinka that turned into a coffee that turned into a, hey, Nico, would you ever kill a prostitute and stage your body as an oversized bird in an eagle's nest dressed as Santa Claus? And I'm like, I don't know. Would I do that? I don't know. And it just kind of took off from there.
And, man, y'all do a lot of hypotheticals, don't you?
But Jake Kidd and I are aligned, and we talk about archetypes and you know what kind of players he likes, and he knows what kind of bikini tops I like. So it all works out. And,
man, what a bizarre offseason this was.
And I've got to be real honest with you. I've run out of material, and
honest,
I didn't have much to begin with.
No, you had plenty.
It's all unstable, and the world's falling apart.
No,
so,
it's always a pleasure.
No, it's no funeral now.
No, Nico, hang in there. All right. There goes Nico Harrison, Mavericks and Spurs tonight.